Do you need a license to carry a gun in Idaho?
You do not.
A tenant's firearm causes tension.
What kind of gun do you have?
9mm handgun.
He moved out in mid-August because he filed a restraining order.
Correct.
Did this landlord dodge a bullet?
He told you before, I want you out. And you should have gone.
He didn't tell me you wanted me out, Your Honor.
Well, you mean when he called the police, you didn't have a clue that he wanted you out?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old Kurt Moyer is suing his ex-roommate, Matthew Lewis, for the return of rent and a false restraining order.
Order. All rise. Case number 474 on the calendar in the matter of Moyer versus Lewis.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pryor has been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. Moyer, you rented a room in a house that is owned by the plaintiff's grandmother?
Correct.
Where you also reside?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes.
How long have you lived in your grandmother's house?
A little over a year now.
She doesn't live there?
No.
Just you?
Just me.
You rented a room to Mr. Moyer on what date?
Let me see.
You know the date?
May 1st.
I don't know the date.
May 1st
date.
Of?
2017, Your Honor.
Where had you lived before that, Mr. Moyer?
I lived in an apartment.
What happened to the apartment?
I ended up moving out just because my lease was up.
How long did you live in that apartment?
A year.
Who did you live with?
Myself.
How much was the rent that you were paying to Mr. Lewis?
$575 per month.
Now, it is your claim that he owes you for rent, expenses for your cat, and damages for filing a false restraining order.
Correct.
Mr. Lewis filed a restraining order on what date, sir?
It'd be August 1st. It's 18th, actually.
That's when you filed for the restraining order.
Correct.
What date were the police called to your house?
I don't know exact dates of when they were called. They've been there so many times, I can't remember.
Well, with regard to this last incident involving Mr. Moyer,
mm-hmm.
When were they called?
I don't know exact dates.
Do you have a police report?
I don't.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it.
Sure. I have three different ones for you. There's the first one. The first one's for August 12th. The second one was for August 15th. And then the third one, it was for August 22nd, which I do not have.
On which one of these occasions did Mr. Lewis allege that you brandished a gun?
It was on August 12th. It's the first incident.
Okay, so you were both drinking.
Correct.
On one of these. Were you drinking together?
No, we were not.
So you were drinking alone?
With my girlfriend at the time.
Where?
At the house.
And were you drinking?
No.
In what state do you live?
Idaho.
Do you need a license to carry a gun in Idaho?
They just passed a law last year that you do not.
What kind of gun do you have?
It was a Glock 19. It was a 9mm handgun.
Did you ever see the gun?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's not an answer.
Yes.
Do you own a gun, Mr. Lewis?
No, I did not.
And you've never seen a gun in Mr. Lewis's possession?
I have.
One that he keeps in the house?
Yes, Your Honor. It was his grandfather's.
It was his grandfather's?
Yes. Yeah, that's what he told me, yeah.
What kind of a gun did you see?
It was an older one, but he did bring it out one time.
Older one?
I don't know the exact model.
Is it a big gun, a little gun?
It's a handgun.
It's a handgun?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a handgun that belonged to your grandfather?
I do, but not at home.
Where is it?
At my mom's, with my grandma, where my mom and grandma live together.
How did he see it? Mr. Lewis, you have to be very careful.
I don't have one on me.
It's not what I asked you, Mr. Lewis. Why would you go to your mom's house, who lives with her grandmother, to pick up your grandfather's gun, to come back to your house to show it to the plaintiff? Or perhaps you're going to tell me that the plaintiff went to your grandmother's house, where your mother lives, and you showed him the gun there. Which one is it? Because he didn't go like a crystal ball and say he has a gun that belonged to his grandfather and I've seen it. So where did he see it?
Yeah, I did show him at my house a while back. I don't have one now at the house.
That's a cute response.
Okay.
Don't think where I'm going. Just tell the truth. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
If you play with me, it's...
I don't want to play with you.
Don't play with me.
I don't want to.
Okay. By the way, do you carry your Glock with you?
No, I do not.
Okay. He filed a restraining order. You and your girlfriend were drunk in the house. Where was the gun?
It's in my safe. I have a handheld safe. Just a little small one. It sits in my closet.
Now, I want you to tell me, Mr. Lewis, about when he brandished the gun.
So when I came home, I was confronting him about, hey, you need to owe me money for the rent.
On what date?
For, I don't know. I don't know any of the exact dates.
You mean he hadn't paid the rent?
No, for like things that he's like the gardening he needs to do, the gardening that we pay him to do the gardening for, because he does landscaping. He's a gardener. And then he's not taking care of the house. He's like, well, I don't have to. That's not my job to take care of the house. I can leave the house thrashed if I want to. I'm like, no.
Wait.
But it was when I was confronting him.
About what?
About the rent and everything.
I just asked you if he paid the rent. You have to answer me.
Or the landscaping. Confronting him what money he owes me.
Well, if he does landscaping work for you, how could he owe you money?
For not doing the landscaping, for not doing what he's supposed to do.
So well, and paying, that you paid him for already?
Yes.
So you paid him landscaping in advance?
Correct. We take it out of his rent, so we made his rent less.
You moved in May 2017, and when did you move out?
It was the second week of August.
So you lived there a short time?
Yeah, very short.
May, June, and July. You lived there 3 months. Did you pay rent for the 3 months?
Yes, it was actually 4 months. I ended up moving out in the middle of August, and that's when the temporary protection order was in place. It wasn't on the 18th, it was on the 23rd.
Okay, so 575, and you moved out in mid-August because he filed a restraining order.
Correct.
Very good. Shouldn't live together. Now we're going to deal with the cat. You had a cat in your room?
Yes.
You came back with the police after the restraining order was filed?
Correct.
Which put you out of the house?
Correct.
Why didn't you take your cat?
I had no place for it to live with me because I was living in my car and bouncing around from friends' houses.
Well, what was he supposed to do with your cat?
It's actually, I had an automatic cat box cleaner, automatic feeder, and water for just the week that I was gone for the property. And then I ended up locking my bedroom door, said my cat is totally fine, I'll be back in 7 days to take my cat.
That's your problem. Because you gave the cat to the Humane Society, you ultimately got the cat back, but you had to pay all kinds of fees, correct? Absolutely right. I mean, you don't leave a pet in the house. What did you take with you in your car? When you came back with the police, what did you take? And where does the girlfriend live?
She lived in Eagle. It's a different city in Idaho.
Well, why don't you take your cat and give it to your girlfriend for a week?
Because we were dating for like 3 weeks at the time, and it is a purebred $700 cat.
Just 1 second. You're dating 3 weeks. She came with you all the way from Idaho to Los Angeles.
No, she's not my girlfriend, Your Honor. She's the person that served Matt. She's not my girlfriend.
What is she doing here?
She's a witness as to how violent Matt was acting. He was chasing me down the street when she served him, yelling at me to pull over.
Served him with what?
Court papers, Your Honor.
What court papers?
For the service process to get someone served.
For what? What? For this case?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. He owes you $575 for your August's rent. Are we done here?
No, Your Honor.
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay.
You drink with your girlfriend. When you drink, you get stupid. Wasn't working out. I don't believe him that he didn't have a gun in the house, but I certainly don't think he brandished a gun. I actually think that if you drink in the house with your girlfriend, that's absolutely a possible thing for you to do. You shouldn't be living with him. And he told you before, I want you out. And you should have gone.
He didn't tell me you wanted me out, Your Honor.
Well, you mean when he called the police on August 12th,
correct,
you didn't have a clue that he wanted you out?
Well, no, I did. Excuse me.
Are you telling me that when he called the police on August 12th and then August 15th, you didn't have a clue he wanted you out?
No, I did, Your Honor, but there
$575.
Was...
$575. You're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I love it. It was what I expected, and
I think it's a little bit absurd because there was he cost me about 3 months of rent.
He pulled it like side, and then that was the first time. Second time, he pulled it up out of his belt buckle.
In total, broke in my bedroom, took my cat. I had to pay a bunch of fees, and eventually sold the cat.
I'm just like, I'm out of here. I don't deal with guns.
He's just nuts. He's got some kind of personality disorder.
Oh no, we stay our distance and
watch out for the crazies, you guys. That's right. Yeah.
All of Star Police Department knows we. You two do not need to be anywhere near each other.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Martinez versus Kirikosian. Step forward.
Kaylee Martinez is suing her ex-landlord, Victoria Kirikosian, for the return of her security deposit.
Miss Martinez, you lived in a property that was owned by the defendant for about 4 years. From when to when?
From June 20th, 2014 until November 15th, 2017.
And when you moved in, you signed a lease and gave someone a security deposit.
Yeah.
Because she purchased the house. The house was turned over a couple of times.
Correct, yeah.
And the defendant is the final owner. And she inherited you as a tenant and also the security deposit.
Correct.
Okay. How much security deposit did you have?
I had a regular security deposit of $1,825 and then also a pet deposit of $100, total being $1,925.
And did you have pets in the house?
I did. I had one dog, yeah.
What kind of dog?
It's a little Maltese puppy.
When did you get it?
About 5 months after we moved in.
Puppy ever have any accidents in the house?
No.
It's not an answer. I want you to be sure you know. I've had puppies my whole life. Puppies ever have any accidents in the house?
Not on the carpets, no. In the kitchen where we would clean it up, it was tile.
Okay, so you had security deposit of $1,825.
Correct.
That you want back. And the defendant says that you not only used up your security deposit on the damages and the junk that you left behind, but she has a counterclaim for $2,800 for additional repairs that she says she did on the house when you moved out. That's what the case is about.
Right.
So all I want to see, I assume you have photographs of the entire premises when you moved out.
Yes.
I'd like to see them.
And there's also these.
Were all the bedrooms carpeted in brown carpeting?
Yes, but if you can see in the pictures, she changed the carpets 2 years ago, and she left the carpet in the closets, the old ones, and just changed the new one.
Okay. Do you know what this is that you're showing me?
That is in the kitchen. It was there when we moved in. I guess it was supposed to be a cabinets above the fridge, but there was none there. So it was missing cabinets.
So for 4 years, this is what you had?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you throw diaper bags out here?
No.
Is this yours?
Some of it is mine, yes.
Did you return her security deposit?
No. Her case is going to be coming. She's going to be doing court.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Kaylee Martinez says, ex-landlord Victoria Kirikosian is withholding her security deposit. Victoria's countersuing for repairs to the apartment.
Sir, could you please show these photographs to the defendant?
Sure. Okay.
Please. Now I would like to see your photographs of what you say the place looked like when she left.
Okay.
Ms. Kirikosian, what is this a picture of?
The doors that we had to disregard because they had so much damage on it. We had to replace all the doors in the house.
No, she's not replacing all the doors in the house. Now, do you have pictures of the house, the kitchen, etc., when you purchased the house?
I don't have pictures.
No. The answer is no.
No.
Could you show this to that to the plaintiff, please? Is that all your stuff?
No, it's not.
Take a pen that Officer Byrd will give you and make circles around those items that do not belong to you. Put your hand down. Be very careful. Oh, there are a lot of pictures there.
Oh, okay. Well, there are all the...
Is what you're telling me none of that belongs to you?
I'm telling you that the only item that belongs to me is the pool table. Everything else does not belong to me.
You have children?
Yes, I do.
You have any young children?
Yes,
living
I do.
In your house?
Yes.
They in diapers?
The stuff was my neighbor who lived there also. She was moving out the same time I was. We both vacated and we both put our stuff there. But we also called Bulky Items to come pick the items up. And it was a free service. They came. They picked up most of the items. But also the neighborhood dumped their stuff there too. And I have proof of the calls to the Bulky Items that we scheduled.
I don't care whether you called Bulky Items. Is what you're telling me that this is your neighbor and all the stuff belongs to the neighbor?
No, I'm not saying that all the stuff belongs to her. I'm saying that we both moved out. I don't know what belongs to her, but I know that...
Is what you're saying that you made a big circle around everything and you said none of that belongs to me?
Except for the pool table, which I didn't circle. The pool table's standing up on its side.
Do you have young children?
I do, yes.
With diapers?
Yes.
Did you throw diaper bags out here?
No.
Is this yours?
Some of it is mine, yes.
Did you return her security deposit?
No, because she used her security deposit as a last month's rent. Her case is going to be coming. She's going to be doing court.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you had a bill for me from a Carter who took away this trash, I would absolutely deduct it from her security deposit.
So how did the trash got moved out of Tahanga location?
The trash fairy moved it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Kaylee Martinez says ex-landlord Victoria Kirikosian is withholding her security deposit. Victoria's countersuing for repairs to the apartment.
Now, do you have a bill for cleaning up this stuff?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it.
Before I do that...
No. I'd just like to see it.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to see the bill for cleaning up the stuff. Thank you.
Here, and this is the person that was hired.
What is this that you're showing me?
I hired L&M Marketing Group to do all the repairs.
I'm not interested in repairs.
Yeah, it's $550 is for dumping the trash.
Your Honor?
Just a second. How do I know that?
Because it says on it.
No, it
gives an address.
What?
I have proof that she charged me $550 to clean that, and she also charged my neighbor $550.
Because we had two trucks of trash getting out of there.
Listen to me carefully. You paid a group to do everything.
Including throwing the trash out. We had to hire three people.
Just get me the bills from the people who... No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. I'm not going to go there and physically pick up somebody's kid's diaper bags.
Listen to me very carefully. You're not following me. If what you're telling me is that you hired this company to do repairs...
And throw the trash.
No, not and... To do repairs, and as part of that, they removed the trash. Pay careful attention. Get off your scenario in your head. I want to see the bill from them for removing the trash, not a check from you made out to the same group for $550, because that doesn't say that it was for trash removal.
Well, how did the trash get removed from there?
If you're not paying attention to me, I can't help you, and I'm not going to help you.
One second. I have a countersuit on her.
Just a second. You have no countersuit that I believe has merit. I've looked at her photographs of what the inside of the house looked like. She lived there for 4 years. You have no photographs of the house when you purchased it, the kitchen, or any of the appliances. I don't know what is wear and tear. I don't know what was caused from prior people.
I placed her carpet there when I purchased the property.
Listen to me very carefully. She's not paying you any other damages. Do you understand? The only question is whether she gets her security deposit back.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Listen to me very carefully. The only question is whether she gets her security deposit back. And if you had a bill for me from a Carter who took away this trash, I would absolutely deduct it from her security deposit.
So how did the trash got moved out of Tahanga location?
The trash fairy moved it.
Oh, okay.
You're not following me.
I
don't have a bill from the person
Your Honor, I'm not physically going to go and remove the trash.
You said that
there
to me three times,
right,
and you're not following what I'm saying to you.
I need
a bill from the company that removed the trash, not removed the trash and did other things in the house, fixed doors, put in doors, fixed carpet, put in... I need a bill from the people who removed the trash. And unless you can present that to me, she gets her security deposit back.
Okay. In addition to her security deposit, I had to change the locks.
Listen to me carefully. If you're not paying attention to me, I can't help you. Okay, so you had security deposit of $1,825. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're finished. Thank you very much.
If I was to excuse you, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I did not make a gift of the camera.
Should this ex change his focus?
From a moral perspective, I would think twice about keeping it. You will never take a happy picture with it.
Next Judge Judy.
I think it's fair. She was a slumlord. She didn't want to fix anything.
You know, I have to pick up their trash and not deduct it from security deposit is not fair.
And she tried to bully us and steal all of our money.
I didn't do it with her. I did it with her husband who tried to bully me.
He told her how it was, that we were going to take her to court if she did try and steal our money.
He told me if I don't get the deposit to them, that they were going to fight it. So
she wanted to just fight everybody, pretty much.
Definitely. I'm glad she's out of there. We didn't have to evict her.
They each knew that you had a relationship with the other.
Yes, ma'am.
And how did you manage that?
Oh.
You're a very busy boy.
A hectic open relationship gave him an idea.
So you put your two girlfriends in the same place?
Yes.
And he was willing to foot the bill.
You moved in with her?
Yes, I did.
So that he wouldn't have to make two trips.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Dario Rodriguez is suing his ex-girlfriend, Imani England, for an unpaid loan to get an apartment, lost wages, and a false arrest.
Order. All rise. Quiet in the courtroom.
It's case number 565 on the count in the matter of Rodriguez versus England. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Mr. Rodriguez, you claim a loan to the defendant.
Yes.
How do you know each other?
I met the defendant around November on an online site.
And when did you make this loan?
Well, what had happened is in November when I met her, we were all together, and she had a situation at her mom's house where she got kicked out. So I had her move in with me. And it was getting a little small because I was renting a room. So I had talked to her about giving a loan for an apartment for her and my witness.
Who was the witness?
My witness, her name is Torn. She is my girlfriend.
I'm not understanding, Mr. Rodriguez. You met the defendant online.
Yes.
She was your girlfriend.
Yes.
She was having some difficulty. You invited her to live with you.
Yes.
And you have a room.
Yes.
That you rent from someone.
Yes.
And in that room, who was living?
In that room, at that time, it was me. And she had no place. It was her. She had her own apartment. I apologize.
So you had two girlfriends?
Yes.
At the same time. I'm following. But only one lived with you in the room.
Yes.
The other one had her own place.
Yes, ma'am.
You're a very busy boy. And it was so busy that you said, you know what? Even I'm pretty good. I can't keep up with all of this. I think you should get an apartment. A place of your own.
Well, what had happened is the people that I was rooming with and staying with, they were telling me, hey, it's getting a little bit too crowded here. therefore, that's where
I suggested. Did they know each other?
Yes.
So they each knew that you had a relationship with the other?
Yes, ma'am.
I see something I don't. Keep going.
Okay. Around mid-December, I was able to help Imani and also Torn find a place with other roommates.
So you put your two girlfriends in the same place?
Yes.
Is there any more to this story than that, other than what he's telling me?
He has it pretty much to the T. My mom had kicked me out, and
no, I don't need the whole story. I just wanted to know that sometime in December, he says he assisted you and his other girlfriend in finding a place to live together.
Correct.
So that he wouldn't have to make two trips. Is that about right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. So you say you lent her some money.
Yes.
That's what the case is about, because I'm already getting a zhuzha in my head from the facts of this case, so I'm going to try to keep it as straight as I can.
That's fine.
How much money did you say you claim you lent to her?
Well, it cost...
Not a well. A well is not a dollar amount. How much do you claim you lent to her?
It was about $1,500 for the move-in, plus added car fare for her to go to work and school, and also I bought her clothes so that she can go to interviews.
I don't care.
Okay.
About clothes, car fare, anything else. It's not even what you discuss in your complaint. You say you gave her a dollar amount.
Yes.
To move into her own place.
Yes.
How much?
About $750 is her split.
I don't care. About $750 is not an answer. You have a whole bunch of papers in front of you. But when I ask you how much money was the loan that you made to her, you say it was about $750. In your complaint, you say it was $1,000.
Well, the $750 was for the apartment, and there was also extras, which I do have evidence for. I had to
pay
for a bed.
Did he give you $750 to move into the apartment?
He didn't give me physically cash, no.
What did he do?
He, when we did the signing of the lease, he paid person, I guess, that signed
the lease. So he gave them how much?
About, I think it was $1,000 and something for the deposit, deposit and the security to move into the house.
And you moved in with her?
Yes, I did.
Are you still living with her?
Yes, but we're living in separate rooms.
Was this $1,000 for the two of you? When you signed the lease, were you living in the same room?
Mm-hmm.
So it was for the two of you,
yes,
right?
Supposedly, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so now the deposit is for his two girlfriends in one room. And how did you manage that?
Oh, I mean, it's just she talks with her, talks with me, we all talk with each other. We just get along, get along with each other.
Are we talking about just friends, Sarah? Are we talking about an intimate relationship?
It was an intimate relationship, but also friendship is also involved as well.
Okay, so you had your two girlfriends that you put in one room together.
Yes.
And you paid $1,000 for the rent and security deposit. Okay, and that's for both of them. Keep going.
So what had happened is...
I don't want to know what happened. You believe she owes you the $1,000?
Very much so.
Okay, but she doesn't because you put it down for both of your girlfriends. So if she owes you anything, she owes you half of that, which is $500, and you have to tell me how it's a loan.
Well...
I haven't heard that it was a loan. All I heard was that you went to the landlord. It was getting too crowded. The people where you were living say your two girlfriends can't keep coming and going here like it was a revolving door to Macy's. So get them both out of here. So you found them one room to live in. You went, you gave the landlord a deposit for both of them. But now they're not sort of living together. They're still living in the same place, but they each have their own room that had nothing to do with you. So at most, if it was a loan for half of this rent, at most it's $500. Okay. I haven't heard anything about a loan.
My witness can actually speak on that behalf. She was there, a witness.
No, you tell me. I'm asking you.
Yes. Well, what happened is it was actually more than $1,000 because it was $1,500 that I had to give up to the landlord. So it technically was more than $1,000.
I don't care.
Okay. And I did say to the witness and Imani that this was a loan that you'd have to pay me back, which the witness had paid me back, but Imani has not.
Okay. Did you give him back the month's rent and whatever security deposit there was?
No.
Great. So you owe him $500. Anything else?
So she had gotten me arrested and put a restraining order on me.
She did. But you went to court on that, sir.
Yes, and it got dropped.
No, it didn't. You consented to it.
No, the criminal charges got dropped.
Yes, the criminal charges got dropped because it was all part of a protective order. And you consented to the protective order.
The reason why I consented...
I don't care why.
Yes.
I don't care whether it was April 1st or Purim or Passover or Easter. I don't care what the reason was. You consented to the protective order. In exchange for consenting to the protective order, they dropped the criminal charges. It all emanated from one incident, right?
I'm sorry.
No, it all emanated from one incident.
Yes, it did.
Perfect. She owes you $500. Are we done here? I'm done.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Step out.
He was very abusive towards me, verbally and physically.
I did none of that.
He got a machete and he was like, bam. And then he hit me with like a construction ruler. You know what those construction rulers that look like an off tee? It's nothing. He's irrelevant.
Life isn't fair when you're in the right.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hatfield versus Gonzalez. Step forward.
James Hatfield is suing his neighbor, Ruben Gonzalez, for the death of 50 of his chickens caused by a dog attack.
Mr. Hatfield, how far away do you live from the Gonzalez family?
It's approximately a half a mile on the same street.
And it's a rural area?
Yes.
You raise chickens on your property?
Yes.
How many?
At the time, there was 75.
Do you do them for your own purposes, or do you sell the eggs, or do you sell the chickens? What do you do?
We sell the eggs and use them, and we raise them for showbirds.
And who lives in your house?
My girlfriend, Alexandra.
And this gentleman
Steve lives on the property.
He lives on your property?
Yes.
His name is?
Steve Goldsmith.
It is your claim that Mr. Gonzalez's dogs got into your chicken coop, killed many of your chickens, destroyed the property.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Gonzalez says could have been anybody's dogs, could have been a coyote, could have been another animal that got into the chickens, but you have a witness.
Yes.
Okay. And you don't have a witness.
I do have a witness. I have my
wife. Okay. This happened on December 29th of last year.
That's correct.
At what time?
Approximately 3:30 is when I got the call.
From Mr.
From my witness, Steve. He gave me a call that he saw dogs.
Mr. Goldsmith, could you stand up, please? You live on the property?
Yes, ma'am.
You sort of mind the place?
I kind of look over it.
Okay, would you tell me what you observed on December 29th of last year?
I was outside and I noticed these two dogs in the backyard.
Could you describe the two dogs for me?
One was black and white and the other one was brown.
How big?
Average size, probably about 30, 40 pounds, somewhere around there.
Had you ever seen the dogs before?
No.
What were they doing?
The black and white dog was chasing the chickens, and then the brown dog would grab the chicken around the throat and strangle it.
Did you chase them?
Yes, I did. I chased the dogs off the property, then I walked back further into the backyard and noticed there was a whole bunch of chickens that died. So at that time I called James and I told him what happened, and so then I followed the dogs and followed them around the street till they went home.
So the dogs were hanging around?
No, as soon as they left the property, a matter of minutes, then I talked to James, and then I got in my van and I went around the corner and found the dogs, and then I just followed them.
The same two dogs, the black and white and the brown?
Yes.
So you just followed them, and
yes.
Where did they go?
They went in and out of people's yards, and then finally they went to the house that they were at. There was a lady next door that let the dogs...
You mean they went to the Gonzalez house?
Yes.
And what happened with the lady next door?
She let the dogs into the fenced area.
So there was a fence around the Gonzalez house?
Yes.
Did you have any conversation with this woman?
A little bit, and then the wife came home, and then I talked to her, and I told her what happened.
When the neighbor had to open the fence to let the dogs back in?
The Gonzalez, the next door neighbor, opened the gate and let the two dogs back into their property.
And did you have any conversation with her, with the next door neighbor?
A little bit. I explained to her what happened. And then when I was done talking to her, then the wife came home.
This lady here?
Yes, ma'am.
When you say this lady came home, she came home in a what? Was she in a car?
She was in a car and she was right outside the gate and she was on her cell phone.
And did you tell her what happened?
Yes, I did. I told her what happened.
Did she respond to you?
Yes, she did.
What did she say?
She told me that the dogs had done this before. They had, I guess, relatives with the kids there, and the dogs had attacked their chickens and killed them in front of the kids.
So they had chickens also?
Yes, at one time.
That's not true.
And that's what the wife told you?
Yes.
Go.
I don't believe that's true.
Well, I don't care what you believe.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're not going to be foolish enough to call your wife as a witness, are you? Because your wife doesn't want to fall into my mouth. I'm telling you. So you want to call her as a witness?
I do.
Perfect.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. James Hatfield says dogs owned by neighbor Ruben Gonzalez killed 50 of his chickens.
Now, I don't care what you believe. I believe every word that came out of this man's mouth. I want you to understand that. I believe every word that came out of his mouth. I believe that he came upon your neighbor because he's not cunning enough to make up a story that your wife pulled up in a car. She was on her cell phone. She had a conversation with him. And in that conversation, she said that she had some relatives over once, and the dogs had attacked chickens that you used to have. If you think that I think that this man is cunning enough to make up that story, then I suggest you get another line of work. Now, you're not going to be foolish enough to call your wife as a witness, are you? Because your wife doesn't want to fall into my mouth. I'm telling you, you want your wife to fall into my mouth? I'm more than happy, because you weren't home.
Well, she is my witness.
Because you weren't home. So you want to call her as a witness?
I do.
Perfect. Trust you to be chivalrous.
Absolutely.
Trust you to be chivalrous. Your husband wants to subject you to some examination. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm waiting.
Okay, shall I?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get on. December 29th. You're coming home from where?
I'm coming home
from where?
From work.
From work. Where do you work?
I work for the sheriff's office in San Luis Obispo.
And what time do you get off from work?
I get off of work between 4 and 4:30.
And how long does it take you to get home?
About 45 minutes.
So you got home a little after 5?
Correct.
Your husband wasn't home?
No, ma'am.
Did you speak to your next door neighbor?
No, ma'am.
You remember speaking to this man?
I do.
Yeah, good. By the way, your two dogs are what kind of dogs?
One.
What kind of... Don't look at him.
I know.
What kind of dogs are they?
One is part pit bull, and the other is, I'm not sure what she is.
How long have you had them?
7 and 4 years.
One of them is black and white?
Correct.
One of them is brown?
Black.
Now, you had a conversation with this gentleman?
Yes, ma'am.
What did he say to you? What did he say to you?
I was getting the keys out of my car to unlock the gate, because we have...
Just a second. Listen to me carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen to me carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to know what you said to him.
Well, he pulled up to my left-hand side. I looked at him, and he said, are these your dogs? I said, yes, they are. And he said, well, they attacked some chickens. I said, I'm so sorry. And I really was sorry.
Very good. I'm so sorry. Pay attention to me.
Because we don't want animals hurt.
I'm so sorry. Keep going.
How many chickens did they attack? He said about 40. And I said, are you sure they were our dogs? And he said, yes, because he followed them here.
Yes.
I said, but they're in the yard.
Okay, now that's all I want to hear. Now
yes,
you
ma'am.
Sit. Before you get yourself into trouble, sit.
Thank you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He says, we walked the fenced area, and at one location, you could see where the dogs seemed to have been digging out.
I don't know what fence he's talking about.
You don't know a lot of things. You knew enough to go over the next day, not as a good
Samaritan.
As a good neighbor.
Sure.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. James Hatfield says, dogs owned by neighbor Ruben Gonzalez killed 50 of his chickens.
Okay. Do you have anything else? You have anything else?
Yes, I do.
Go.
Our dogs did not kill their dogs.
Oh,
chickens.
Yes, they did. Oh,
no,
ridiculous.
They did not.
Okay, very good. I'm waiting to hear another witness.
All right.
I've got evidence right here. Just a sec. Waiting to hear another witness. I'm waiting. Okay. Can I see the damage report? All right. Mr. Gonzalez came to your house the next morning?
That's correct.
And helped clean up the dead birds?
Yes.
When he came over to help clean up the chickens the next morning, did you discuss with him paying for the dead chickens and for the damage to the coop?
Yes.
And what did he say?
He said he would.
And you said to the police when they responded that Hatfield stated he wanted to keep it between the neighbors as he felt that Gonzalez was going to do the right thing.
That's correct.
Evidently not. After meeting with Gonzalez, this is the police department saying Gonzalez acknowledged that his dogs had come off the property and that he went over and helped Hatfield clean up the mess. He felt badly about the incident and would work with the owner about reimbursement. That's what it says.
That's wrong.
And when you walked over with the Animal Control Service, they walked over to the fence. They saw the area where the dogs had dug under the fence, where someone had recently put dirt to try to cover up the area, because that's what he says here. He says, we walked the fenced area, and at one location you could see where the dogs seemed to have been digging out, and that some soil was recently covered up in the area. I advised Gonzalez to address this.
I don't know what fence he's talking about.
You don't know a lot of things, sir.
Well, that's not
you
true.
You don't know a lot of things.
I disagree with you.
You don't know a lot of things.
I disagree with you. That is not true.
You don't know a lot of things. You knew enough to go over the next day, not as a good Samaritan.
As a good neighbor.
Sure.
Absolutely. As
sure.
a good neighbor to
right.
see what had happened.
Right.
If it was my dogs, I was going to do the right thing.
That's right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
Now, listen to me very carefully, sir.
I'm listening.
Listening to me very carefully.
Listening.
There are two possibilities. Either they got out from digging under the fence because they certainly got into his yard by digging under the fence because your yard is fenced.
Yes.
Right. So whether they got out by the fence or if I believe Mr. Goldsmith, which I do, your neighbor
collusion going on here.
Listen,
collusion going on here. He lives on the property. Of course he's going to say that.
Ugh. Sir, you sound ridiculous.
No.
You sound absolutely ridiculous. I'm telling you, Mr. Gonzalez,
well,
you sound ridiculous.
That's fine. You can tell me, but that's not true.
Yeah. May I see how much you pay for the chickens, please?
We raise the chickens from eggs. We hatch them ourselves from our incubator.
Okay.
And we've been doing this for the last 5 years, selecting which ones we want to
Did you
show.
Finally get a head count of how many were killed?
50.
Now the story's changed. Now it's 50.
It's been 50. It was 42 bodies, and we never found the other eight.
No, I never found the other
50
eight.
Chickens.
They either flew away or they
listen
found the
to
other
me carefully.
Eight.
50 chickens, $100 a chicken, $5,000. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused when they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
That dog means a lot to me. She came in and said, well, I'm going to take Molly.
There's a little bit of scuffle because of the fact that he's trying to get Molly.
I had to call the police.
You're all nuts.
Judge Judy.
I'm happy that we got a proper verdict.
Absolutely outrageous. There's nothing that was here was true.
It was pure carnage.
My dogs didn't harm anybody.
I hope we can all just learn something from this and move on.
Our dogs, when my wife got home, were locked up behind the gate, behind the fence. There's no way they could have gotten out.
Time to raise more chickens.
We just got to move on from here.